welcome to episode number 8, ladies and gentlemen. It is Sports on Tap with your boy Kyle Carter and special guest host
Jack Hasty.
That'd be JJ to everyone out there listening. Gosh, I love that song. At the time when it came out, I thought it was a little cheesy, but man.
It grows on you.
It kind of grows on you, especially when you go 5-0 and you're 8th in the BCS.
Yeah.
I'm loving it, and I love my Beavs, and I definitely don't like the Ducks, so we're not going to play that song. Don't worry, folks. Welcome back to another episode, and this is going to be a goodie. This is going to be a real goodie. In the past, I've done a couple solo ones. They've been a little bit shorter. This is going to be a little bit longer, but guess what? We're going to have a little bit more laughs, a little bit more drinks.
Longer, better.
Longer is
from what I hear.
From
what I've been today here.
That's what she said. Okay. We're going to have a lot of stuff to talk about this week.
Speaking of drinks, what do we have on tap tonight?
Oh, great segue, sir. We're going to be drinking a couple different beverages. I believe I'm having the whiskey variety. I started off with a little Crown Royal and Coke. Now I'm on to the Gentleman Jack and Coke.
Keeping it classy.
Oh my gosh, that's all I do. That's all I do. And what about you, sir?
Yours truly is sipping on a box of
boxed wine because he's that classy. Everybody,
it's really, you know, it's the Oregonian in me. I'm trying to reduce, reuse, recycle.
Sure.
Get 3 bottles of wine in 1 container.
I must say, for the economic times, this is a very smart choice.
It's an economic downturn.
However, you're bringing down the show just a little bit.
There's nothing
I'm kidding.
This box will be, after it's emptied, it will be on eBay for all of
It'll
you listeners.
It'll be some hobo's pillow.
That as well.
Okay. So what are you drinking?
Yeah, you know, it's a nice Chardonnay.
Okay. Nice.
2011, to be exact.
2011. Award-winning, recycled, boxed. Yes.
Best buy value.
You know, it's kind of nice because in the earlier episodes, if everyone's listened, I got made fun of for drinking the lower class stuff. But you know what? A drink's a drink is a drink. And by the way, that buzz was my phone, so don't worry about it. But you know what? We're drinking. That's all that matters.
Amen,
so
brother.
Cheers. Cheers to that. And of course, just like the old school rules, we haven't done it in a while. If you hear Philip Rivers.
Drink.
Man, weird. Or anything else of the sort that seems sketchy, like bad segues, bad music choices, which never happens, by the way. I don't know. We'll let you know when you need to drink. But we'll do it on the fly. How about that?
Drink is necessary.
Perfect. So what's on tap for the show? Man, if you listened to last week's episode, I was a little bit hard. Well, a little bit, I'd say motivational speech for Cody Vaz, and I think he was listening.
Inspiring.
Yes. We're going to be talking about our 5-0 Beavs and how awesome Cody Vaz is. A briefs, and I mean brief, Ducks update, just because you're here. I mean, you went there, and I'll look past it.
Representing for the Ducks.
Shut up. Blazers preseason update. Obviously, every week I like to go over the NFL weekly review and preview. We're going to cut it down to my top 5 NFL games of the week. And then if you want to hear more about my picks, go on to Facebook to check that out. And then obviously the weekly NFL fantasy crushes and flushes.
Crushes and flushes.
Yes, I like that. I like that. And then, of course, both of our man crushes of the week.
We got a good one this week.
Yes, we do.
We've got a good one.
So let's go into this show.
5-0.
Yes. Oh my
you know,
God.
I pop love quiz.
It. Bring it.
Last time the Beavers were 5-0.
1939?
Is that even a year?
I don't know, but
they play
I'm pretty sure.
Leather helmet stuff right
there. It is leather helmet stuff, and I'm loving it. And I can't believe, I mean, we've always been decent, but we always lose something earlier in the year. And all of a sudden,
you're not losing it.
We're not losing anything. And I was a little worried about Mannion going down.
Who?
Exactly.
Who?
Exactly.
He's fantastic. He's fantastic.
I'm a Beaver Believaz.
I like that.
We got Beavaz and we're Beaver Believaz. Anything. It kind of works.
I am a Duck fan and I enjoy the Beavers as well.
That's what I like to hear.
Watching
Even though
game,
I'm not a Ducks fan, I will never be.
Vaz was throwing 40 and 50 and 60 yard bombs that were dropping.
On point.
Tom Brady watched that game and said, I wish I could do that.
The one thing that I've always been frustrated about Sean Mannion is that he's been good and he's always getting better, but he didn't have the pocket poise. He kind of had that Derek Anderson syndrome where he's about to get hit, so he kind of curl and just go into a fetal position. Cody Vaz stared the beast down in his eyes while he's about to get crushed.
He took a lot of hits. And he didn't...
Just delivered the ball.
He didn't hesitate.
Didn't hesitate.
It was very impressive.
It was unbelievable.
I will tell you, my takeaway from that game was... I hope Vaz gets hurt before the Ducks.
I hate you. Don't you ever say that. Everybody knock on wood. Everybody knock on wood.
Not literally, but honestly, I think I would rather face Mannion than Vaz.
I completely agree with you that I would like Vaz over Mannion.
I can cover a 20-yard range, you know, from the line of scrimmage with Mannion, as opposed to having to cover the next 70 yards with Vaz. I mean, because he's a threat short, long... Extremely long, like he's amazing.
And he gets that extra half second in the pocket because he's willing to take the hit.
Yep, exactly.
And that's the one thing that I took away. Well, there was two things I took away from this game that really stood out to me was the poise in the pocket and being able to deliver a ball downfield when you got hit. But on top of that, zero turnovers.
His
first
accuracy?
Start since high school. Dude comes in to a game at BYU where they have one of the top defenses in the nation, the number one rush defense in the nation.
Isn't that Oregon? No.
Oh, 54 yards a game. Show your face. 54 yards a game rushing they've allowed. We get 110, but on top of that, he throws for 332 and three touchdowns and zero interceptions. Completely blown away and has changed my mind on who I want to start for the Oregon State Beavers.
Yeah, I'm very excited to see next week's game against Utah.
Mm-hmm.
The 2-4 Utah Utes.
But you know what? They actually beat BYU and they actually have a similar defense. But I'm glad that they're at home, and we're really going to take out our teams a little bit later in the season when we could really perfect the offense, because our defense is looking pretty strong, but they have a couple hiccups. But
well, I think that's a good segue into Oregon's schedule as well. I think both Oregon and Oregon State, they're difficult teams that they face will be in the second half of the schedule. We still don't know who Oregon's really how good they are until the second half of the schedule. I mean, this week we play
Arizona State. That's gonna be a game.
Arizona
Thursday night.
Nothing to sneeze at.
No, it's at Arizona State. I might be a little nervous. If I were you,
it's a 9.5-point spread, and I know that Arizona State is very pumped
very
about it. They've actually released a lot of information on social media, and they've been talking a lot of trash.
Exactly.
Arizona State's getting up for this game, so it's. Both Beavers and Ducks, it's going to be interesting to see the second half, how it really plays out. And now that the BCS rankings are out, I think OSU is 8th, Oregon's
3rd. I'm glad that you brought this up because, yes, we're 8th and you guys are 3rd. And for all of you Duck fans out there who are all just up in arms about you being 3rd and not 2nd, just shut up. It's okay because guess what? The Alabama Florida is the number 1 and the number 2. They're going to play each other. It's going to be figured out. As long as you win, you're going to be in the national championship. So just shut up. It doesn't matter. It's a freaking number. To me, it's just a number. Yeah, I'm happy that we're 8th, but you know what? We got to keep winning if we want to be anywhere relevant relevant. Good Lord.
Revelations.
Yeah. Relevant at the end of the year. So shut up, Duck fans.
Which
if you keep
winning,
it's going to be fine.
I think it's funny you say that because I have not heard anything from my fellow Duck fans about it. I think we
Facebook, Twitter feed filled from Duck fans saying,
"You're my space.
What? BCS? What? We're only 3rd?
Well,
go darn it to heck." Except not
you know,
that way.
I knew I was going to be on the show with you, and let me take a second to say I love the show, and I am so appreciative to have the opportunity to be on the show with the Kyle Carter. This is
much appreciated.
Wonderful
opportunity. I'm not that great, but I appreciate it.
And I knew that this whole Beaver, duck issue would come up. And,
of course.
And I thought of a good example.
Bring it. Okay.
The Beavers are to the Ducks what the Blazers are to the Lakers. Now, let me explain.
Okay, bring it.
The Blazers hate the Lakers, right? You hate the Lakers. However,
sure.
Who do the Lakers hate? They hate San Antonio. They hate Miami.
You're saying you're above us. Like,
yes.
Oh, we can't hate the Beavers because we're so good. You're too little to us to hate. I don't want to hear that garbage because guess what? This ride will end, sir. This will all go away. Enjoy it while it lasts. Because it's going to end, man. I mean, if you remember the Huskies in the early 90s, they were exactly who you are. They were the national powerhouse. They won the national championship.
The what?
A national powerhouse.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I was just checking.
Good one. Good one there. But guess what? They actually won a national championship. Oh, boy. Anyway, they actually were at the top of their game in the early 90s, and then they fell off the face of the earth. It's because things...
Really? They fell off the face of the earth?
Guess what? Guess what? They come and they go. It's not... Guess what? Chip Kelly's not going to be your head coach forever. He's going to... Weird. He wanted to go to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and then got shut down because the contract talks got all messed up.
All right.
Once he goes, your entire program is going to take a hit, and you know it. Because that offense will be gone.
I think...
Gone. The new guy's going to come in, want to install a pro-style offense or something else, and it's going to be frustrating. Believe me, there's going to be growing pains. You know this isn't going to last forever, right?
Nothing lasts forever. However, I think you must understand the fact that right now, we are going to the national championship this year.
Then some fighting words.
And you must understand that nothing lasts forever. However, I live in the present. I'm not like the Beavers. I don't live in the future, and I don't live in the past.
But you're acting like you're acting like you're Ohio State or Florida, who will be around all the time. In the Pac-10, really the only person who's going to be around for the most part of the time is USC.
It's the Pac-12.
We're up in...
Second of all?
We're up in friggin' Oregon.
Second of all?
Bring it.
What these Beaver fans don't realize is that we are Ohio State. We are Florida.
Oh my God.
We are.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Your uniforms are.
That doesn't make sense.
Your program isn't.
That doesn't make sense.
You guys don't make sense.
Your face doesn't
make
sense.
You're a joke.
Just the complex that you have is that we are that good. We are that great. We are a program.
Now.
Forever.
See, now you just...
Forever.
You just completely discredited yourself.
No. Point is... You are the Blazers.
We're, oh, my God.
No, stop.
Okay, bring it.
The point is that you're the Blazers. We're the Lakers. We are your number one rival. We are your measuring stick. And you are our little cousins that we like to play football with sometimes. It's fine. It's not a bad thing.
I can't believe I even asked you to be on this show.
I attended the Washington State game. And let me say this.
It was ugly. I agree.
No, it wasn't. I had the best time ever. I actually probably had... as much fun at that Beaver game as I have at Oregon games.
Let me just say one thing. Because you actually saw real football instead of gimmick football?
This is dead air because I hate him. No, that's not why. Okay. You want, like, can I give you a compliment without you being a...
Hey, this is podcast gold. Go.
Okay. I had a great time at the Beaver game. I really love the Beaver game. The fans, you guys are fantastic. That crowd was an orange out.
Mm-hmm.
Or no. Yeah, it was an orange out. Yeah, and the whole stadium was completely, like, bright orange. Mm-hmm. The crowd was not as loud as often. The ambiance,
the acoustics aren't as, like, it's not built as
whenever acoustic. You're ready. Whenever you're ready to receive a compliment from a duck.
Okay, Paul Allen.
Okay, Blazer fan. I'm the Lakers right now.
I was going with the Seahawks acoustic thing there, but okay. I didn't catch. Go ahead.
Point being, I had a great time. The fans are super nice, super genuine. People are high-fiving in the stands. People are cloud nine right now. Beaver fan, rejoice. Beaver fan, enjoy. Beaver fan, have a great time. You guys deserve it. You guys have been through hell and back.
Okay. I appreciate your backhanded compliment. Because
I love it.
I totally understand that this isn't going to last forever for us.
Yeah, probably like another two games.
Oh my God.
Breathe in.
Deep breath. Let me clear my throat. Yeah.
Here's the thing. You guys are doing well. You guys have a good chance. Mike Riley, hip hip hooray for Mike Riley and the team. However,
hey, Mr. Talk Out of the Side of His Mouth Fatty, Chip Kelly. Who do you want? Who do you want?
Okay.
Mister, talk out of the side of your mouth. I'm going to run to the next best deal.
Sure.
Chip Kelly, because he wanted to go to the NFL, but then got turned away, so he had to come back.
That's the difference.
And guess what? He's going to go next time he gets an offer. Mike Riley got offers to go to USC, turned it down, came back to Corvallis. Don't know why he did it, but he did it.
The overall experience, fantastic. I had a great time, And
I'm glad you did.
Yeah,
I'm glad.
And I recommend any duck out there to go ahead and attend a Beaver game. But the difference is incredible. I mean, when you go to a duck game and you go to a Beaver game, it's a whole other ballgame.
So if you were, okay, question.
Sure.
If you were, I know you're a duck fan now, but let's say you went to Oregon State.
Yeah.
And you've both now experienced both, and you could probably put a little bit more weight towards the Oregon State game if you were an Oregon State alum. Which one would you rather choose?
Oh, I would choose a duck game. I would choose a duck fan, duck game, everything. I mean,
then what are you saying? Your compliment means nothing to me.
What I'm saying is that I had an amazing time at the Beaver game, and there's very few places in the country that the camaraderie and the enthusiasm can match what the Beavers brought. But if you attend a duck game, it's the next best thing to an NFL experience. Where the
oh my God, we're done. We're going to keep this very brief. JJ's response will be brief because I'm cutting him off. And you know what else? We have a brief of the Portland Trailblazers here. It's going to be small and brief because it's just the preseason. But you know what? It's been creeping up on us.
Did you realize that the other day I was at home? I'm a huge Blazer fan. Humongous Blazer fan.
Are we not like the hugest Blazer fans?
I'm a huge Blazer fan.
Along with our boy, Tony Gunsell. How you doing, buddy?
TG.
Little throw out.
Tony time.
Little shout out, Tone Loke.
But I did not even know that the preseason had started.
That's what I've been saying in the last couple podcasts. It was the most silent, incognito intro to a season
I remember reading articles about the matchups going on in the training camp, yep, and who we're going to keep, who we're going to get rid of.
It's kind of a joke.
Right now, I think it's an issue with the Blazer front office about the buildup, because I have never had such a toned-down, quiet experience surrounding the Blazers and their opening games and their preseason than this year.
I feel like they're like a... they're like a little stepchild that feel like they've been beaten up over the last couple of years.
The Timbers think the Blazers are a joke.
And okay, great point. Because you know what?
It's all about
Timbers, even though the Timbers are god-awful right now as a team.
They are? I don't even know.
They're way more relevant because they're sold out every game.
I hear more about Jack Jewsbury than I do about, you know, Miles Leonard.
Hey, little segue here. I actually went to a concert with Jack Jewsbury out in Kansas City when I worked for the Chiefs.
You're not name dropping, are you?
I'm name dropping. We went to a Coldplay concert.
That's embarrassing.
No, it's a very great concert. Coldplay? And I went with the Portland Timbers captain when he was just a little guy with the Kansas City Wizards, now sporting KC.
Please ignore my counterpart and his Coldplay friends. But the Blazers,
you will be replaced.
I'm excited for this season. I'm excited for every season. You know, LaMarcus Aldridge is going to drop 22-12.
Right.
You know,
oh, God, please give me 12. He'll get you 8.5 and just disappoint you.
Miles Leonard is going to be injured about game 12 because he's a center for the Blazers, so that's
right.
What they do.
Right.
You know, but it's really weird. It's eerie. I don't know what to think
it's
of
like
this.
It's crickets, right?
It is, and it's never been like this. I mean...
And you know what? It's also, in that retrospect, I also am a little bit excited for when I do watch them. It's more about, hey, are they improving? Instead of, F me, they should have won. You know, it's more about improving. It's like when Roy.
Is that for you?
Right? Of course.
You have to say Roy?
Listen. I know. But it's like when Roy and Aldridge started, where you had that, oh, are we getting better type feeling. And if they won, it was awesome. If they didn't, you expected it. Type of mentality, and I feel like it's gone back to that point.
Rebuilding time.
It is.
It's just, even when we rebuilt, there was a build-up. There was an anticipation. There's a buzz in Portland, and there's flags on cars. People were talking about the preseason games, and now I can walk through Portland, and not one person will mention Blazers.
Thank you, and you have the Timbers, and just overall the NFL to thank for that.
That's what I was going to say. Is that I feel like the NFL is still growing so strong and doing so well, and the buzz around the NFL every single week in the NFL, there's more and more excitement.
On top of that, and we'll get into this a little bit later, is not only just the NFL, the fact that they have put so much behind this, and so many people are involved in it. Is fantasy football. It makes the sport so much more relevant. And yes, there's fantasy basketball, but it's
nobody plays
small
it.
Potatoes compared, nobody plays it. Compared to the NFL.
Yeah, the NFL, there's such parity in the league, and there's such, you know, camaraderie and just the NFL is a league. I would compare the NFL as the Ducks and the NBA as the Beavers. Oh, my God.
Here we go again. Stop it. Just stop it. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, where I think you're trying to get at here is every year you know there's going to be six teams, only six teams in the league that you know can win it. Lakers, Spurs, Heat, Celtics, you know, a couple other teams here and there.
No, Thunder, you name them all. Thunder. You name them all. You know, that's yeah. it. That's it.
And that's it. And it really it takes away from your viewing pleasure because you think, you know, my team's not going
to
make it.
Do you want
my
to watch a Bucks-Clippers game?
I get it.
You know, exactly. No, I don't. Whereas, but will you watch a Chargers Redskins game?
Heck yes, because guess what? I got Antonio Gates.
I want to see RG3. I want to see RG3, you know?
Exactly. Oh, and I got Pierre Garçon as my wideout. So
fantasy football.
Exactly. That's where people come from. Even if they are not from DC or anything like that. You're gonna watch it because you have something invested. And going back to the idea of there's no parity. You have a team, let's say, back in 99, 2000, where the Rams were 3-13. The next year...
The greatest show on turf.
The greatest show on turf, and they win the Super Bowl with Kurt Warner, Marshall Faulk, Torrey Holt, Isaac Bruce. It was just a complete transformation, and you don't have that in any other league.
You can't get that in NFL. You can't get that NBA. I mean, just the contracts. And that's David Stern's issue right there.
I freaking hate that man. You know what? Drink. Because... David Stern is a piece of crap.
David Stern has set up the NBA in a way that the turnover, the contracts, there's no parity in the NBA.
Little known fact, before Stern was commissioner, the 11 seasons prior to Stern being commissioner,
he killed people every
year. There was 8 NBA champions in 11 seasons.
Eight different.
NBA champions.
Are you ready for this? 8 champions in 11 years would be weird.
In the 28 years since he's been commissioner, 8 people have won the championship. That's how ridiculous this league has become.
So here's, let me break it down for you for a minute.
Bring it.
Here's the thing.
Preach.
The NFL has understood that having a different champion every year and having a different team win every year is great for the NFL.
Or just... Make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Something as simple as just making the playoffs. Keep it interesting.
It's two different point of views. The NBA says, hey, if the Lakers, the Celtics, the Heat, you know, these teams, the Knicks win the championship, then it's good for the sport because more people tune in.
Yep.
The NFL says if a different team wins every year, it keeps you on your toes, it keeps you interested, it keeps you guessing. And it's basically an old point of view versus a new point of view. And if the NBA doesn't make the changes necessary, they don't make free agency like the NFL, they don't, you know, these contracts, do you understand that these contracts, if a player's in a 6-year contract and after 2 years they start underperforming, they still get paid for 4 years no matter what.
Yep.
And if you release that player and you cut him, you still pay him for those 4 years and then he goes to another team and still makes the money from the other team as well.
It's ridiculous. Even if they don't play, they still get it.
Yeah. Look, B-Roy.
B-Roy is not only getting paid the money that we owe him over the next few years.
I think the Sonics are still playing Sean Kemp.
He's getting paid $5 million a year from Minnesota. It's ridiculous.
I think the Sonics are still paying Sean Kemp. And
Antoine Walker is probably getting paid from the Celtics. It's just ridiculous.
And he's bankrupt. Did you see that 30 for 30?
Okay, let's not go sidetrack. Yes, I did. The broke athletes broke 30 for 30.
Phenomenal.
I must say, everybody, check it out if you can. I don't know if it's online.
If you haven't seen it, check it out.
It's like broke athletes 30 for 30. The people who, like, it's like, I think 75 to 80% of all athletes after they retire go broke, which is ridiculous.
There was a guy in NFL on that series, and he got injured in, like, a preseason game. And he said he got a $64,000 check for that season because he only played 2 preseason games.
Right.
And so after tax and after paying his agent, he had $50,000. He was driving down the street home with this $50,000 check.
No, he saw Leon Searcy.
He saw the new Hunter. He saw the new H2 on the side of the road. He pulled over, bought the brand new H2 for $46,000, and he had $4,000 to his name. And that's what he spent his money on.
Yep.
And he had $4,000 left. And now he's bankrupt.
Yeah. Speaking of athletes who basically don't know how to manage their money, we got a lot of NFL players having some big-time games this week.
Big games this week.
Speaking of big games, we're going to go over five of them and we'll give you an idea of how we think it's going to turn out. But if you go to the Facebook page, you'll find out all of the picks going up this week.
I'll tell you this much. Kyle, what's your record so far this year?
Oh my gosh. I'm trying to figure out what we got last week. I think I'm about like 70%.
Yeah. I guess you're right. If you need to make a little extra cash, tune into the Facebook page, tune into the podcast, and just do whatever the hell Kyle says.
Are you making some money?
I'll tell you this much. I have bought 3 new homes since this is his podcast.
Biggest lie ever, but yet awesome at the same time. I love it.
This guy watches more football than anybody I know. This guy knows his football inside and out. Kyle, what are your top 5 games this week?
Well, thank you. Top 5 games. Well, first off, my Chiefs, the low-life pieces of crap that they are. As much as I hate Matt Castle, Brady Quinn, you are now part of that situation. They're on a bye.
That's a W.
So I will save you. Yeah, you know
that's
what?
A W.
That is a W because it's not an L, right?
That's right.
Chiefs are on a bye, but my big games this week are starting with the Cowboys and Panthers. A little bit smaller of a game, but Romo and Cam Newton going to be going off against each other. I think Cowboys are going to kind of come back a little bit and kind of show their moxie, if you will. But what do you think of the Panthers?
I think Cam Newton's really struggled this year, and it's been a lot of the sophomore season slump that people see.
I completely agree.
It's going to be a really great game, though.
It's at the Panthers, you know?
It is. And I think it's going to be a great game because you'll really see who's who and who's going to set themselves up for the second half of the season.
I completely agree. And I think it's going to come down to Romo outplaying Cam because Cam...
It really is. It's
really
Cam
in that sophomore
Romo.
Slump.
It's Cam versus Romo.
And Romo coming off a tough loss against the Ravens, I think will bounce back because really in the NFC East, it always is jumbled up towards the back end of the season. And they need to win to get back into the...
Neither team has anybody else. It's Romo versus Cam. I'm going Romo as well.
So Redskins and Giants. Giants are looking solid. They're always looking solid, especially with their last couple big wins. And when you look at it, I'm probably still going to go Eli Manning here, but it's always going to be interesting when you have RG3 in a game because he has that dynamic way to him, kind of like Cam did last year.
Yeah, Cam 1.0.
Right, Cam 2.0. Right, yeah, Cam 1.0 last year.
Eli Manning is you know, if you really want to break it down, the NFL is all about the pass rush
and the passing game.
But what it comes down to is they say, hey, you know, we're going to spread them out, we're going to pass it, we're going to do this and that, but it's really come down to the pass rush, and that's what separates the good teams from the bad. And if you look at any team that's done well, if they have a pass rush, and that's where Eli and the New York Giants do well, is that they can get to the quarterback. If you can get to, you know, the Redskins, if you can get to RG3 and you can disrupt him in the passing game, he's done for. You know, Tuck and all these guys up front, they're going to destroy. You're going to destroy him.
So basically, what we're saying, 37-17. Basically, what we're saying is Giants.
Big. Yeah. Giants big. Bet it.
Yeah. So,
and then give me 10%.
And then we're going to go to the Ravens Texans, which I believe is a, I don't know if it's a Sunday night game or it might be during the day. But two teams that are like, I think, 4-2 and 5-1, big time defensive, yet surprisingly explosive offensive teams as well. But with
is explosive.
But with, well, it's really Arian Foster is where the explosion comes from. And with the Ravens now losing Ray Lewis and Ladarius Webb for the season.
They lost Ray.
They're losing their luster like they used to have.
Yeah, I see.
It's at the Texans, just so you know.
The Ravens are going to S the bed. The Texans, after getting blown out and looking like a Glencoe football team.
Ooh.
Yeah, that cuts deep, right?
I think that's very smart because...
Yeah, I think the Texans are going to come out and put the beat down on the Ravens.
Okay.
Joe Flacco is going to get the old smacko.
Yeah, it's true. And especially, the only offense usually does well at home, and they're away. Texans will come back. They'll win this game.
Big time. Bet it.
Lions and Bears. Monday night, Lions and Bears. Bears have always been solid because their defense is just stellar this year. And as long as Cutler can just complete passes and not turn the ball over, they should win.
I disagree. I think Jay Cutler is horrible.
I didn't say he was great. I said as long as he doesn't turn the ball over.
I think Jay Cutler will honestly take a poop on the sideline and then cry himself to sleep. Him and his girlfriend from the Hills.
Yeah, I get it, yeah.
They're horrible. I hate the Bears.
Okay, sounds like you have a personal vendetta against this guy. It has nothing to do with the teams right now.
We're getting a little
ahead. I hate Jay Cutler.
I have Jay Cutler on my fantasy team, and he gave
That's where it all came from.
He gave me 1 point, and Jay Cutler is terrible. The Bears are terrible.
So it sounds like you.
Jay Cutler is a poor man's Matt Flynn.
Well, okay. Well, you're just an upset fantasy owner right now, so let me get to a nonpartisan.
He's a flush, if you would. A nonpartisan look at this game.
No, stop. Oh, he should be, yeah, as a season as a whole.
He's a double flush. He's a flush where it doesn't go all the way down, and then you flush again.
Okay, stop. Stop yourself. Let me just figure this out and say, Bears are going to win this.
No way. Listen. No way. The Lions got called out last week by an owner in the NFL. They came out and they had a huge defensive game, and they're going to come back and do it again. Stafford's going to throw for 3,000. Calvin Johnson's going to catch 7 touchdowns. Jay Cutler's going to throw 8 interceptions, 1 to Calvin Johnson on defense. And
at the end of the game when they need to knock it down?
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
Just so you guys know, put your life savings on Detroit and send me 10%, and you can send me a thank you letter later.
Well, I'm going Bears because it's in Chicago. It's Monday night. They're going to be just crazy excited for that game. And you have to know that the Lions this year have just really haven't, you know, been showing up. And
Jay Cutler is homeless. Jay Cutler does not know his head from his right arm. And by right arm, I mean where poop comes out of.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
I hate Jay Cutler.
Okay, well, you're done. You're going to go to Detroit. I'm going Bears. And that's the Ducks that
would
one.
Take the Bears.
Stop it. You're done. You're done. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. I don't want to hear anything. We're going to go straight from there to, I think, the biggest game of the week, which is actually the first game of the week. San Francisco 49ers, Seattle Seahawks, two big-time defenses playing each other, but it's in San Francisco. You should think, and I think I'm going to go Niners here because they're at home, bounce-back game after being crushed by the Giants, so they kind of have their stuff together. But the Seahawks are always strong, surprisingly, especially on defense.
I hate Jay Cutler so much.
Oh, my God. We're done. Go Niners.
The Niners are going to dominate. The Niners haven't lost 2 games in a row since 1974.
Okay. Well, stop it. So
Jim Harbaugh will literally inject everybody with steroids, and it'll be fine.
And you're finished. So going from the Niners and the Seahawks.
By the way, do you know the offensive lineman for the Niners was a Duck? Adam Snyder?
Okay, he actually got dropped by the Niners. He's now playing for the Cardinals. You really do not know who your players are right now.
The Cardinals, they're doing well this year.
Oh, my God. All right.
John Stewart.
Great / terrible segue into our fantasy crushes and flushes. First off, we'll start with some flushes and how horribly these players played. It's just laughable to me. But you know what? The first guy, I love that he plays terrible because I hate him with a fiery passion.
Drink!
Exactly, and that means you're going to be drinking a lot. Philip Rivers, hello, Mr. Turnover. 4 interceptions and 2 lost fumbles.
2 pick sixes.
Exactly.
Did you
screwed
every fact of the day.
Oh, was that your ESPN call right there?
Fact of the day. Aaron Rodgers played really well. However, Philip Rivers, his brother is a 6'8" backup.
For
LSU. He is so tall, it is awkward on the sidelines.
So it sounds like anytime you hear not only Philip Rivers, you hear Philip Rivers' brother.
Yeah.
You drink.
You drink.
Okay. Well, I hope he does not ever become a starter because he comes.
We play for LSU, so
he's a spawn of Satan. He's a spawn of Satan.
Has the SEC ever had a good quarterback? You know who the last good quarterback was? Tim Tebow.
You know what? I kind of agree with you there.
Ooh,
start the chat rooms now.
Yeah, the last SEC good quarterback was Tim Mother Trickin' Tebow.
You know what? He is a hot rod of debate.
He is a hot rod.
Speaking of hot rods, our fleshes are coming, or our crushes coming up here shortly. But to finish off the fleshes, Jamal Charles, you were terrible. You're my Chiefs. You really didn't bring it. Apparently, you hurt your back.
The Chiefs are terrible.
Of course they are, and it's frustrating. But you know what? If there is any silver lining, I can just ride on the...
What's the silver lining?
Listen to me. The Beaver bandwagon can take me to the... Listen to me! The Beaver bandwagon can distract me from such terrible, garbage Chiefs football, and hopefully by the end of it, they're so bad that they get a high enough draft pick to get somebody like Geno Smith or Matt Barkley in the draft. Frick, hell yeah. Why not? Jamal Charles, you're garbage. And speaking of running backs.
The Beavers are going to lose 4-0.
I hate you so much.
Left neck 4 games.
Shut your friggin' mouth.
It's okay.
Rashard Mendenhall.
Bowl again.
Rashard Mendenhall, along with you, Jamal Charles, you were terrible. You only scored 2 points on Thursday night. You really just made it a terrible 3 days for all fantasy owners who started you on Thursday night, having to wait till Sunday to actually get more points. It must have been just terrible for all of your owners. So
terrible.
Thanks for
Charles Barkley was a terrible.
So terrible. So Mendenhall, thanks for being such a douche on Thursday night.
A de-snoggle.
So something that rhymes with flushes. Huh, weird.
Crushes.
And two people from the same team were
you ever
great
heard of these guys?
On
you ever heard of them?
Sunday night. Aaron Rodgers.
Jordy Nelson.
Oh my gosh, did they not
They're,
connect three different times in
the
end zone?
Their D's are so huge that...
Oh, my
God.
Oh. Put the children to bed, everybody.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers... There's a guy I know named Tilly, and he picked Aaron Rodgers first in the draft, and for the first, like, 5 weeks, we
it
made
looked
fun
like
of
a bad
him.
Pick.
Yeah. But now...
Gangster.
Holy S. I want Aaron Rodgers on my fantasy football team so bad it hurts.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up because you're 1-4 and you need somebody because
you're
terrible.
I hate you.
You're terrible. Your team is struggling. And Aaron Rodgers probably would have won your game last week with just him.
I don't. So the Ducks are going to have...
Good one.
Thank you.
Well, so Aaron Rodgers throwing 6 touchdowns. 3 of them going to Jordy Nelson. Those are, of course, 2 amazingly great weeks and our big-time crushes this week for fantasy.
Crushes.
And on top of that, the guy that's really been underperforming all year, Sean Green, running back for the Jets, goes off for, I think, 162.
3 touchdowns. Dude, they play Smash Mouth football. I wanted Sean Green from the get-go, and he hasn't done anything, and all of a sudden he explodes, and I got a feeling he's going to continue to explode all over your face.
Oh my gosh, stop it. Again, I actually think he's going to do terrible.
What?
After this. He had his big week, but then he starts playing
I
some strong defenses.
I have a feeling Tebow was going to put up 75 fantasy points next week. Love Tebow so much, it hurts.
You're on crack.
I want Tebow.
Well, Rodgers, Nelson, Sean Green,
right now.
Congratulations. For being our crushes of the week. And guess what?
Crushes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And flushes.
Where are we headed? Something that goes along with a little bit of what we just talked about.
Man crush.
Of the week. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's the man crush of the week. And, JJ, who are you crushing on this week?
I am crushing on Joey freaking Harrington. He is...
Left field much? Go for it.
Hell! He is on Fox Sports with the most wonderful, beautiful, outstanding...
Erin Andrews.
You betcha. The people herself. And he's doing wonderful. and I can't get enough of him. And Joy Freaking Harrington is my MCOT Dizub.
Man Crush of the Week. And we talked about it earlier, but my Man Crush of the Week is exactly the guy that I called out last week, who I wanted to be Man Crush of the Week.
Fantastic!
I am now on the Vaz train. I'm a B-Vaz, B-Li-Vaz. Cody Vaz, sir, you are a Man Crush of the Week. You are a friggin' pimp. Taking our OSU Beavers to a 5-0 record and hopefully a little bit further. Because Mannion will be coming back and hopefully you can take on or hold on to that starting spot and take it into the new year. So,
wait. Rewind.
Bring it.
You want Vaz to be your starter for the rest of the year?
Yes.
Over
Mannion. The guy who shall now be named Mannion. Yes.
Really?
As much as I liked Mannion before, Vaz has the things that we talked about before, which is the poise in the pocket and not turning the ball over, which are the two things that Mannion didn't have.
Go back to the Arizona game where he came back to win at 38-35.
And he was my Man Crush of the Week.
You had a bone dog for him for days, and you couldn't... You were premature EJ.
I liked it. You know what? But you know what? It's a new day. It's a new day. And Cody Vaz is bringing the thunder, sir. Cody Vaz is not a Cody badge, which is what I kind of called him last week. So I apologize. I apologize, Cody.
You should.
But you know what? You are my Man Crush of the Week. And you know what? I'd love to call you my Man Crush of the Week for the next 8 weeks. You're taking us to the... National Championship. Yeah, did I just say that?
Oh, my
goodness. I know. I shouldn't have said it.
It's so awkward in here right now.
But that's okay. Cody Vaz, I'm loving on you. You're loving on some Joey Harrington. We're loving each other's quarterbacks. Let's do this. Congratulations to our Man Crush of the Week. Wow, 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 all I wanna do is zoom, 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 and a boom, boom.
Boom, boom.
The shade the room.
Yeah, you know what? Next time you're gonna hear that, you're gonna have to pay for it, people.
Hell.
Anyway, I think we've come emotionally to the end of this podcast.
I don't want
I'm gonna
to end.
Shed a tear.
I think we should finish up strong.
And we will. I want to say thank you, sir, JJ Hasty, for guest hosting this week's episode of Sports on Tap. What are you going to be doing this upcoming week? Anything fun planned?
Casey, you know, I'm just going to be waiting to download this and get my groove onto
and
it.
Spread the love.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be a great week with the Ducks winning and the Beavers losing to Utah.
Big game on Thursday for you guys.
I'm pumped. You know, good week in college football. Good week in pro football. It's going to be a fun week. I hope to be on this show again.
Well, you know what? I'm going to miss you, sir.
You going to miss each other?
No, miss each other? No, thank you. I know I don't miss each other.
Yeah, I'm going to cry myself to sleep every night.
Me too.
When I'm out partying.
And in the meantime, we'll set you off with some good music. And thank you so much, everybody, for listening. And you're welcome.
You're welcome. Zoom, zoom.